USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over the small Scottish town of Lockerbie in the late 80s is in custody. Rich Johnson has more.
He's been in custody in Libya for years on other charges, but 2 years ago, the U.S. charged Mohamed Massoud with making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988. All 259 people on board and 11 people in the tiny town of Lockerbie were killed when the blast took down the plane that had left London heading for New York. No word yet on how the U.S. gained custody of Massoud, and when it happens, he will appear in U.S. federal court in Washington. I'm Richard Johnson.
A remotely operated Orion space capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean southwest of San Diego, California, Sunday, bringing a successful end to NASA's historic Artemis 1 moon mission. The first of many to build a base at the South Pole of Luna by 2030, the current mission covered 1.4 million miles. Young voters who have been critical to Democrat wins in recent elections showed signs in November's midterms that their numbers were not as strong. Voters under 30 went 53% for Democrat House candidates, compared with only 41% for Republican candidates nationwide. That's according to the Associated Press VoteCast. Peruvian authorities confirmed two deaths overnight during protests. A corrupt president and now the resignation of the first woman president days after being sworn in. Dina Boluarte says protesters are demanding new elections. Boluarte responded in a televised speech, a proposal their Congress bring a general election to the people by April of 2024. Ukraine's military destroyed a hotel hosting dozens of Russian military personnel over the weekend with U.S.-supplied long-range artillery, while more Russian drone strikes continue to destroy Ukraine's electricity grid. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The nation's capital is introducing a money-saving plan for their residents. It will begin offering free bus fares to residents beginning next summer. Other cities, including Los Angeles and Kansas City, Missouri, suspended fare collections during the height of the pandemic. But D.C.'s permanent free fare will be by far the biggest, coming at a time when major cities including Boston and Denver and such states as Connecticut are considering broader zero-fare policies. It's been a year since devastating tornadoes ripped through western Kentucky. Tony Maruso reflects.
Ahead of Saturday's one-year anniversary of the devastating tornadoes that tore through western Kentucky, killing more than 80 people, including eight that were killed when a candle factory in the town of Mayfield collapsed, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear sat down to reflect on what he witnessed when he toured the damaged areas last year, including Mayfield and his father's hometown of Dawson Springs. Beshear is saying he saw chaos and trauma, but also an area willing to come together and lift each other up while rebuilding their lives and communities with one another.
I'd say if people out there lose faith in humanity, they ought to just watch how people respond after one of these natural disasters. I still wish I could understand why they hit, why we get hit, but you see a lot of God in the response.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thank you for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.